The chief Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, slams the Israeli army's announcement of new land grabs in the West Bank. He urged the international community to hold Israel accountable for its crimes on Sunday. The Israeli military said it would seize 400 hectares of land in the city of Bethlehem. Pakistan's army calls for a political solution to the crisis between government and opposition protesters. The protesters are still surrounding Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's house in the capital, Islamabad. The opposition leaders, former cricketer Imran Khan and cleric Tahir al-Hadri, accused Sharif of corruption in rigging last year's general elections. The al-Qaeda-linked group, the al-Nusra Front, has released four Lebanese soldiers and a police officer captured a few weeks ago near the Syrian border. The men were among dozens of Lebanese forces taken hostage when the foreign-backed militants took over the border town of Arsal for a few days. Bahraini protesters take to the streets again, this time to mark a year since teenage protester Ali Jawad al-Sheikh was shot dead by Manama forces. The protesters called on the authorities to release all the prisoners jailed over such rallies. Bahrain has been gripped by pro-democracy protests since 2011. In Somalia, at least 12 people have been killed in fierce fighting between security forces and al-Shabaab militants in the capital, Mogadishu. The clash broke out when several militants set off a bomb and opened fire on a high-security prison in an attempt to free their fellows. A man suspected with Ebola infection is identified in Sweden. The patient had recently traveled to West Africa, where the outbreak initiated. Medics complain about inadequate international and domestic measures to contain the outbreak. Ebola has killed over 1,500 people since early this year. And heavy rains and flash floods have disrupted roads and rail traffic in Sweden and Denmark. In some areas, floods have forced the evacuation of residents from waterlogged homes. Divers and rescue workers were called in to help passengers trapped in submerged cars and buses.